Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how we seem to answer the same 10 questions over and over again.
Oh, we'll talk about this.
I can't wait to record this episode.
I know.
And that's the truth.
You really are giving me the green light to talk about this? Yes. Yes.
We are going to make sure we keep it humorous, even though Jill, right before the show, has said she got a little heated.
We're not going to name names. This will be good.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a member, join us on Discord.
Sandy wrote, in Stephen's state summary, remember this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I created a dictionary.
He did. It went state by state about how the deals get done in that state. He indicates whether closing is done by attorney or title company. How do I know if I can do a self-closing or if I have to close with an attorney / title? Am I able to self-close anywhere? Are there laws against self-closings? And if so, is that at the state or county level? Thanks for any help you can give.
Thank you, Sandy. This is a great question.
Yeah.
And it's not one of the same 10 questions that we constantly get.
That's exactly.
Without exception, you can self-close in any state. That's the answer.
Even New York?
Yep. There's huge misinformation about this out there. You can do it. I'm not saying that the recorder will allow you to record it. I'm not saying that if you ask title companies, they might say, no, you have to get an attorney.
Right.
And if you ask a lawyer, they might, because they all, they've all been misinformed.
Oh, that makes sense.
A long time ago, there was, before, during homestead times, people would just walk in and do their own deeds. The recorder would help them. They didn't, lawyers got involved because there were so many mistakes. Or landowners wanted to protect their interests, so they got lawyers. So eventually, then title insurance came in and escrow and all that much, much, much later. So, no, you can.
This country was founded on that, is what you're trying to say.
That's right.
That we can do that. It's like saying, oh, I can't sell you a car because I'm going to go to jail. You're not going to go to jail for selling a car on Craigslist. You don't have to have a dealer's license. That's
kind of what you're saying. It's interesting you bring cars up because there's a huge number of laws associated with how many cars you can sell state by state before you have to become a dealer. I think in Arizona it's like 6 a year. And then if on your 7th you have to get your dealer's license.
Like you're making it a business now. And
get
they
this
want
too, involved. Because Jill and I started a company called Car Academy and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, got all the way down to just about ready to release it, and found out that there's some pretty serious federal laws against using DMV data for any type of marketing. So, and when you think about it, it's like we all own cars. I've never gotten a note that says, hey, I know you're the owner of a 2007 Toyota 4Runner, and it's about time you need to get your oil changed. Or you should have about 130,000 miles on it because that's the national average. Now you need a new, timing belt. So we've never, ever received those.
Not like that detail. Only the ones that I went to the service station and they're hitting you back up.
Right.
Or the guy you buy it from.
And that's opt-in.
Right.
So my whole point in this is it's amazing how much data we can get and how we can use it for real estate. Mm-hmm. It's not anywhere else in the entire world like it is in this country.
Exactly.
Today's topic, why do we answer the same 10 questions? This is why you're listening. I know you have a lot to say about this.
So what's interesting is, right when we released Land Academy, within 30 days, we had people saying, okay, we have some follow-up questions I'd like to communicate with you. Great. And they're like, and they even said, can we have an online community? I'm like, great. And I looked to Steve and I said, can we have an online community? And he's like, whoa, okay. And he did, made it. It's called landinvestors.com. It used to be Success Plant, remember that?
Yeah, I built it.
Yeah.
Jill went on vacation for 36 hours and I sat home and did website and we both won.
And you know what's so funny? I think it was with the guy that we found. Remember you guys were setting it up, the guy that had the restaurant, we went into at the restaurant the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think you two were sitting there, getting it going and getting people to write questions and posting answers, and it was so funny.
Right.
Anyway, so back to the topic. So we created this online community so you could write, you could ask a question. And here was the whole point. A, I wanted to answer everybody's questions. Obviously, we still do. But I don't want to do one by one by one. There are hundreds of Land Academy members. Do I need to call every single one when we introduce a new tool? No.
Here we go.
Hi, making sure you know we had a data tree. Okay, good. Making sure you know we had a data tree. Okay, good. You know, we're not going to do that. You know, or things change. You know, hey, now we have NeighborScoop. How, now we have this, you know, and it's, you know, we do email, obviously, and things like that. We have the, but so we made this online community so you could ask a question and then everybody could benefit. Because like the question we just answered today from, was it Sandy?
Yeah,
from Sandy. I want everybody to hear that question. And so where did that come from? It really came from the online community. So you should be able to trust that. Go there, search, self-close, and you can. See, right? And that's one of the things about, it's even different than our internal thing, Discord with our members. Land Investors, it's free. It's open to the public. You can search. You can get your answers. We're all right there. So two things. We'll get to the second part in a minute. First, I want you to know it's there. It's searchable. You can go get your answers. And there's lots of different responses and spins, and we're in there, and our community is in there. And you can get answers right away. You don't have to wait. You don't have to retype a question, by the way, and then wait. But people do. So this is where this show is going. Why is that? Why do people, and I'm asking you, Stephen, your mom was in the psychology field.
Doesn't mean I know anything.
I'd like to know what you think. What did your mom tell you about this? No, but why do you think people don't trust the answers sometimes? They're there. They don't. Are they lazy and they're not searching the answer?
No, I don't think it's lazy.
Or is it that you just don't trust the answer? It's like, oh, that was 90 days ago. It can't still be true. Yeah, it can. Or that was 3 years ago. It can't still be true. You know what? Like in Sandy's situation, it is. That hasn't changed.
Every single one of us listening to this or are in our group have went to school, at least for some time. And in every single class, speaking from just my experience now, there's a couple of people who have to ask questions. They have to be heard. And they're not interested in reading the textbook or waiting to get the answers in the lecture. And so that's why.
You know what I want? Your classroom example is perfect. So I'm thinking about me as a student, or just you. Like, if you want to be that star student, you should be reading everything, devouring everything, holding back answering the questions, YouTubing it, searching it, trying to get everything yourself. And so you should be raising your hand for one or two reasons. One is you looked everywhere and you really did your best. And this should be in life. Honestly.
Yeah, this is life stuff. It's not Land Academy stuff.
Yeah. Please don't come to me and say, where do I go to get an oil change? Like, or something, you know, like you shouldn't come to your husband and say, you know, whatever. You know, you could figure, there's a lot of stuff you could figure out. So one is you really searched everywhere. And I like it when you tell me, I looked here, 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 and here. And I do this like when I call the county. Look, I went on the website, I searched this, I did this. I cannot figure out for the life of me what this zoning code is. And you know what? Now they appreciate you. Instead of calling up every time like, hi, what's zoning 400? Like, I'm sure they get it. Try it yourself and then come to them. And then number two is the other second reason I think you should really raise your hand and answer. And we want to be there. I don't want to discourage you, but I want you to just kind of maybe try a little bit harder sometimes and get your and see what answers you can find on your own. And it's going to be faster that way too, by the way. The second thing is, for some reason, it's not clicking for you. And that's okay too. If you're like, you know what? Everybody says this and this, and then they say this and this. I'm not grasping the concept. Mm-hmm. Can you help me?
That's a total valid question.
Totally. So those are the two reasons. You tried and you exhausted it, or two, it's not clicking in your head. So you need to talk to somebody for a minute and kind of go and just maybe they explain it a different way. They show you something and you're like, oh, now I see it. Okay.
You know, I'm glad that you kind of turned this around. It's not, yeah. I don't want to talk, this no, isn't a rant.
It's not bad.
But I'll tell you what a great question is, so much so that we designed an entire weekly webinar on it, is should I be doing this deal?
Oh.
If you're new, I don't care how much research and time is spent. You know, let's say you've got 100 hours into, you know, you're a new investor, you spent 100 hours doing this stuff, got a mailer out. When those properties start coming back, you need, you know, that's one of the reasons you join Land Academy. You need some expert opinions on whether or not we should be buying these properties. So that's a very, very valid mm-hmm. question, and it's an extension of your education. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, if you're asking questions before you've gone through the education and before you've attended, I don't know, let's say 2 or 3 or 4 of the weekly webinars, that's not good. That you know what that tells me? That you're not taking accountability for yourself, that you're not putting the education process on you, that you're expecting us or specifically our staff to answer these questions. And that goes way, you know, I'm talking about a handful of people now. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of people that are in our group, this is probably just a handful of people. That's going to stop them from being successful. I can tell you the profile of the people in the advanced group and the people who are on Career Path, and I can tell you this. Career Path is an advanced kind of one-on-one
community.
It's Jill and I 15. Personally teach it. Yeah,
small community.
It's 15 people every 10 weeks. Without exception, there's maybe one or two exceptions in the entire Career Path / advanced group. They all have owned businesses in the past, or they are pretty high up in whatever company they're working with. They take complete and total responsibility and make themselves accountable to learn these things, to learn how to do this before they ask questions. And then they come to us, as they should, mm-hmm. and say, hey, I'm doing all this stuff. I think I'm doing it right. I just want to confirm it with you.
You're right.
What they don't ever do is say, how do I pick a county?
Mm-hmm. Or do you like my website? Do you like my website name? You could do that. That's actually kind of fun.
I'm having trouble logging into landacademy.com.
Yeah. I need password help.
Mm-hmm. I forgot my password.
Yeah.
Not a single time has anyone in those groups ever said any of those things.
That's true. No, and you know what? You're right, because this goes back to life, you know? And you want to be successful. That's why you're here.
Here's another thing. We, Jill and I, made a very conscious decision quite some time ago. We have the Cash Flow from Land program. We've got House Academy. We've got Land Academy 1.0, 2.0, Mobile Academies coming this year, Mobile Home Academy. And so, and you know, the very first program was, I recorded it in 2015. So this is the information age. Things change all the time. So we made a choice. We could either constantly go back into the studio and record and record and record every time there's a change, and whether it's like a change in Google Earth that we talked about yesterday, a change in Data Tree or RealQuest or how we use these tools, or we can do a daily podcast, which is what we do, and try to keep up with these things. We also have Career Path now for people who are real serious and this is their career. They're not just testing it. And then we have this weekly webinar that very frequently, if not always, goes 3 hours on Thursday. So there's some serious content. I mean, we're on, I don't know what show number it is.
1505.
Well, this is 1500th podcast, but I mean that Thursday call. We've been doing this once a week for 3 hours every single week. There's an amazing amount of content.
Probably 300 price things to 400 of those webinars.
I think it's like 450. So if you multiply that times 3 hours or 2 hours.
There's a lot of content.
And so every single one of those episodes is on landinvestors.com. So there's huge, huge content. I'm not sure anyone now would have enough time to go through it all, but all the answers are there.
Yeah.
Every single answer, especially if you do the Thursday calls backwards. So you do the most recent one.
If
that's not enough,
we're not giving you homework.
In real time.
You don't have to go do all that.
In real time.
Hold on a moment.
In real time, you can ask your peers in Discord or on landinvestors.com.
Yeah.
And use the search function, because I'm pretty confident every single thing's been discussed in there.
My main point is I want you to get your answers too. I want you to do your homework, get your answers quickly. How to get my answers quickly? Not retyping the question and waiting for someone to chime in. Because that could take a couple hours, take a couple days. Maybe you're in the middle of a deed right now and you have a quick little question about how do I list this LLC? It's in there, I promise. Google it, go into LandInvestors, use the search function, find, you know, LLC and deeds, and you'll have it. Now you can finish what you started and go about your day. How's that?
I can say this with extreme confidence also, and I'm talking about myself more than anything. You're going to screw some stuff up. So if you have the personality type where you need everything to be perfect, you're a perfectionist, you follow all the rules, and you expect it to go off, this whole thing to go off without a hitch, this is not for you. Being a land investor is not for you.
I was talking what about, is for you? Wait.
What is for you?
What is for, wait. Back up. I want to ask. I'm that person. I need perfection. And I don't want to work that hard at it.
I want you to go back to school.
What job should I get?
I want you to go back to school and become a mechanical engineer.
But it's not going to still go perfect all the way, is it?
I don't know. For some reason, mechanical engineers, we have a ton of mechanical engineers in our group.
You're not following me on my fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a fun game. I want perfection. I want everything to go the same way. All of that I could think of is librarian.
Or, you know.
Because the Dewey Decimal System is not going to change and it still hasn't changed.
Go into public accounting, although that's not perfect at all. Because I was in that.
Hey, I gave librarian. Come up with another one. I need one. I need one from those, you.
I mean, don't be a parent. I'll tell you that. You're going to be really disappointed. And don't get married.
Oh.
If you want to talk about going off without a hitch, marriage is not for you.
That's how we should end this. If you can handle a marriage, you can handle this. There's people right now going, well, that's it.
Yep.
Not doing it.
If you don't already know, Jill and I are going to launch a show in the fall called Showing Up for Life. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of this stuff is about.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why. Every time someone leads Land Academy, we do a short little exit interview, and not a single person, since we started Land Academy, said, this doesn't work, or it's too hard, or I don't get it. No one has ever said that. What they have said was,
my
wife's having another baby. I had to take an extra job. It's all life situations. Yeah. And so that's what that new product is going to be all about.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Power of Answering the Phone. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yep.
This is Jill Week.
Yes, it is. I sat down and picked these topics with our team, and I'm glad to cover some maybe a little bit different stuff. Oh, good.
When I started the original land investment company, I was very loud and proud to not even have a phone number. We would send out mail. We were probably the one of three people in the entire country that was utilizing this methodology at that time. And I was beating my chest saying, ha, we don't have a phone number. We're buying all this property and we're selling it on the internet and we don't even need to talk to a person. Yeah. Boy, that's changed.
Totally. If you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education tools and support you need to be flipping property like the pros. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.